刚弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌是一首非常美的诗歌。
The hymn we just sang is a really pretty one.
如果我们等会儿有时间有机会的话我们或许再唱一次。
If we have time at the end, perhaps we can sing it one more time.
今天早晨和弟兄姐妹的交通啊很简单。
This morning my sharing with you is very simple.
当我昨天把预备的讲章给马丁弟兄。
When I shared the sermon to Martin yesterday.
我就问马丁弟兄读了以后有没有什么问题。
And I asked him this morning, do you have any questions?
马丁弟兄说没有问题。
He said, no problem.
很简单。
He says, simple.
这就是我早晨的负担。
And so this is my burden this morning.
好，那我们先来读一处的经文是在新约的提摩太后书。
So let us begin by reading a few scriptures in the New Testament, 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
我们从第十九节读到第二十一节
We read from verse 19 to 21
我先用中文读再请弟兄用英文翻译
I'll read it first and then we'll translate
提摩太后书第二章第十九节然而神坚固的根基立住了上面有这印记说主认识谁是他的人又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 Nevertheless the firm foundation of God stands having this seal the Lord knows those who are his And everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness. Now in the large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So let us bow our head in prayers.
主我们感谢你因为你实在是爱了我们
Lord, we thank you because you indeed have loved us
主我们原本是何怎么样的人
You know who we are and how we are
主你竟愿意来拯救我们
Yet you still were willing to save us
主你使我们成为你家中的器皿
You brought us into your house as a vessel
主你愿意来使用我们
And you want to use us
主早晨愿我们这卑微的器皿能够在你的手中成为有用的器皿。
This morning, us as humble vessels want to be committed into your hands so that we can be useful to you.
来遵行你的旨意。
That we can do your good work.
主啊，愿你再向我们来说话。
May you again speak to us.
愿你的话能够来分别我们。
That you can separate us with your words.
来洁净我们。
Cleanse us.
主成为你家中贵重的器皿。
That we can be a useful and honorable vessel in your house.
合乎主用。
Fit for every for the master's use.
我们仰望你的恩典。
We look up to your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们刚刚所读的这段经文是在使徒保罗为主殉道离世前对他属灵的儿子提摩太所说劝勉的话。
The scripture we just read is from Apostle Paul, right before he is about to be martyred, and he wrote this letter to Timothy, who is his spiritual son.
保罗告诉提摩太说在那个时候虽然有人偏离了真道
He was telling Timothy even at this last time some has fallen away from the truth
也有人的信心败坏了
And some people's faith has been overthrown
然而神坚固的根基立住了
Yet the firm foundation of God stands
人会失败
Man may fail
神不会失败
But God will not fail
神坚固的根基是永远不会动摇。
And the firm foundation of God will never be shaken.
这里的主的话告诉我们在这稳坚固的根基上面有一个印记。
So here the Lord tells us on his firm foundation there is a seal.
这印记所表明的乃是两件不会动摇也不会改变的事实。
And it tells us these two facts that will never be shaken.
第一就是主认识谁是他的人。
First, the Lord knows those who are his.
第二，凡称呼主名的人， 总要离开不义。
Second, everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们是被主所认识的人。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord knows us.
主付上了何等的代价救赎了我们。
And he has paid a great price to redeem us.
他将我们铭刻在他的手上。
He has engraved our names on his hands.
要叫我们知道我们是属他的。
So that we can know that we belong to him.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个存到永远不改变的事实。
And this is a fact that will remain till eternity.
我们是属他的。
That we belong to him.
正如主在雅各未出母腹之前就认识了他。
Just as the Lord says, Jacob, I have known you in your mother's womb.
主来寻找雅各。
The Lord came to seek after Jacob.
主也来制作雅各。
And he came to mold him and shape him.
最终使雅各能够成为荣耀的以色列。
So that he can be Israel. He can become Israel.
他能够成为神旨意所使用的器皿。
He can become a vessel that's useful for the will of God.
今天神也是这样子拯救，拣选了我们。
In the same way, the Lord has chosen us.
神把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
The Lord has rescued us out of sin and out of destruction.
他要按着他荣耀的心意来制作我们。
And he wants to mold us and shape us according to his glorious will.
使我们能够成为他手中贵重的器皿。
So that we can be a vessel to honor in his hands.
来成就他的旨意。
So that we can accomplish his will.
虽然有些时候我们看到一些的属灵同伴。
Even though sometimes we see our spiritual companions,
他们从前可能是非常爱主的弟兄姐妹。
And even brothers and sisters who used to really love the Lord.
然而因着某些的原因，他们软弱跌倒了。
But because of some reasons, perhaps they have become weak and they fell.
他们或许失败退后了。
Perhaps they have failed or even backpedaled.
可是这里主的话告诉我们，神坚固的根基立住了。
But here the word of the Lord still tell us the firm foundation of God stands.
主认识谁是他的人。
The Lord knows all those who are his.
姐妹，愿我们都不要忘记我们是被主所认识的。
So let us not forget that we are known to the Lord.
那同时这个印记也说到，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Here the seal also tell us that everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
谁是称呼主名的人呢？
Who are those who call on the name of the Lord?
岂不就是我们这些蒙恩得救的人吗？
Is it not us who have been saved by grace?
我们都是称呼主名的人。
We are all those who have called on the name of the Lord.
然而在我们生活当中，我们会不会忘记我们乃是称呼主名的人呢？
Yet in our lives, do we forget that we are those who call on his name?
因为我们都能够作为一般真实称呼主名的人。
Let us call on his name in truthfulness.
因为这里主的话说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Because here the Lord tells us, all who calls on the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
意思就是说，我们不能够一边称呼主的名，一边仍然行不义的事。
Meaning that we cannot call on his name on one hand, and on the other hand, continue to practice wickedness.
若是这样，我们就不能成为神手中贵重的器皿。
And if that's the case, then we cannot be a vessel to honor in his hand.
成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And we cannot be set apart as holy, usable for his, for the master.
所以接下来保罗就用第二十和二十一节两节圣经来解释这件事情。
So Paul used verse 20 and 21 to explain this matter.
这也是我早晨啊与弟兄姐妹交通的一个负担。
Which is also my burden to share with you this morning.
就是做贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
That is to be a vessel to honor, useful for the master.
什么是贵重的器皿呢？
What is it to be a vessel of honor?
我们先来想一想什么是器皿。
Let us first think about this matter of vessel.
器皿乃是用来盛装东西的。
A vessel is used to contain something.
神拯救了我们。
The Lord has saved us.
他把一个最宝贵的东西放在我们这些器皿的里头。
And he has placed in us something that is most precious to him.
这宝贝就是神独生的爱子，我主耶稣基督。
And that treasure is his only son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在神的心中，这是他所最珍爱、最宝贵的。
In God's heart, this is the one thing that he treasures the most.
然而神却借着十字架的救赎，把他所最爱的宝贝放在你我的里面。
And through the salvation on the cross, he has placed this treasure in our hearts, in yours and mine.
弟兄姐妹，这是神何等大的恩典。
And this is all by the great grace of God.
我们算什么呢？
Who are we?
神竟然愿意把他心中的珍宝放在我们的里面。
That he's even willing to place the treasure of his heart into our hearts.
他这么做的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this?
乃是要从我们这些蒙恩的儿女们身上能够彰显基督，能够活出基督来。
So that we who have been saved can manifest Christ, we can live out Christ.
我们知道当我们蒙恩之后，我们都成为神所使用的器皿。
After we have been saved, we will become a vessel.
因为神已经把他的珍爱至宝放在我们的里面。
Because he has already placed his treasure in us.
虽然我们都是神的器皿。
Even though we are all vessels.
器皿虽然是好。
It is good to be a vessel.
但我们这个器皿身上呢，还有许多的杂质。
Yet there are still mixtures in our lives.
这些杂质呢，就是我们天然的情感、天然的心思、天然的喜好。
And these mixtures are like our natural emotions, our natural preference, our natural will.
所以神必须在我们身上来制作我们。
So he is doing a work to change us and to make us.
来炼净我们。
To refine us.
就像在耶利米书里面给我们看见那个瓦器在窑匠的手中。
Just like in the book of Jeremiah, he shows us this picture of a potter.
那窑匠必须在那里来炼净他手中的器皿。
And the potter is making the clay vessel in his hands.
好叫这个器皿能够成为纯净。
So that this vessel can be purified.
能够成为贵重。
And can become a vessel of honor.
能够合乎主人的使用。
And it will be useful to the master.
所以我们看见今天神在我们身上也是必须经过这样的精心来制作我们。
We see this is also the Lord's work in our lives.
只有经过神所精心制作并且除去杂质之后的器皿才能够成为神手中贵重的器皿。
Only those vessels who have been carefully made and shaped and purified in God's hand can become those of honor.
因为这样的器皿才能够来彰显基督。
Because only those vessels can manifest Christ.
只有能够彰显基督的器皿才是那个贵重的器皿。
And only those vessels who can manifest Christ are the vessels to honor.
刚刚我们所读的经文给我们看见在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器。
So we just read in the large house there are not only vessels of gold and silver but also vessels of wood and earthenware.
这大户人家是谁的家呢？
What is this large house?
就是神的家。
That is the house of God.
也可以说是教会在地上的一个彰显。
Well, it is also the church that is manifested on the earth.
所以我们看见这大户人家里有许多的器皿。
And we see in this large house there are many vessels.
我们都是神家中的器皿。
We are all vessels in God's house.
虽然我们都是神家中的器皿。
And even though we are all vessels.
在这里主的话给我们看见在神家中有金器银器也有木器瓦器。
Yet the Lord tells us there are vessels of gold and silver and also vessels of wood and clay.
有作为贵重的也有作为卑贱的。
Some are vessels to honor and some to dishonor.
我们从这句话我们至少可以看出两个重点。
So from this verse, we can at least see two things.
第一就是神所看重的不是那器皿的用处而是器皿的那个材质。
First of all, it is not mentioned here the purpose and the function of the vessel, but rather the Lord is looking to the makeup and the character of the vessel.
从我们人天然的眼光我们看器皿的时候呢我们特别注重这个用处是不是
from our natural perspective, we always like to look at the function of a vessel, right?
这个器皿的用处越好用越大呢我们就越喜欢用。
The more usable, the more functional it is, then we like to use it more.
我想在弟兄姐妹家里面厨房里头也有许多的不同的器皿。
I know you have a lot of gadgets in the kitchen at your homes.
那 你会发现虽然器皿很多啊但是你常用的呢可能就是那几样。
Even though you have many vessels and many gadgets, but you only use a few.
因为好用
because they're good to use
是不是
right
甚至当我们在聚会的里头
even at church
我们也有这样的一个倾向
we also have that tendency
我们看到有些弟兄姐妹啊他用处很大
we see some brother and sister they're very useful
他很能做
and they're very functional
那我们就怎么样就喜欢用
so we like to use them a lot
因为用了以后呢他用处就显出来了
because the more you use them the more they function in the house of God
当我们看见有些事情没人做的时候
and when we see things that are undone
哎呀有些弟兄姐妹他们很能够摆上去。
Some brother and sister are very willing to place themselves in the gap.
我们心里面也很高兴。
And we're very glad to see it.
因为这样的弟兄姐妹很好用，是不是
？Because it's they're very useful.
但在这里，神却给我们看见他所看重的乃是这器皿的那个性质。
But here the Lord is showing us he rather is looking at the character, and the makeup of the vessel.
这里告诉我们，神所看重的 乃是看为贵重的，乃是那些金器和银器。
And the Lord is showing us here, He's looking for the gold and silver vessels.
所以这里这句话给我们看到神眼中所看为重要的第二个重点，乃是什么才是贵重的。
And it shows us what is valuable in His eyes.
在神眼中看为贵重的，乃是这些金器和银器。
And gold and silver are valuable in His eyes.
那神眼中看为卑贱的是什么呢？
And what are those that are not valuable?
乃是那些木器和瓦器。
Those that are wood and clay and earthenware.
金乃是说到神生命的那个性质。
Gold speaks of the character of God.
银则是说到基督十字架的救赎。
And silver speaks of the salvation of the cross.
所以我们就知道在神眼中看什么为贵重呢？
So we know what is valuable in His eyes.
就神那生命的那个性情。
It is his own character that is expressed.
还有基督救赎所带出来的那个结果。
And also the salvation of the Christ on the cross.
而这里木则是说到我们天然人的那个生命。
And wood always speaks of our natural life.
那瓦呢乃是说到这个属地的一个情形。
And clay made out of dust is one that is earthly.
简单的说就是我们天然人里面的东西
，which is our natural flesh。
所以今天我们要成为贵重的器皿，合乎主用，就必须要经过神的制作。
So if we want to be a vessel of honor, then we have to be made and shaped by the Lord.
神必须要来炼净我们。
He has to be able to refine us.
把那些木和瓦的性情从我们身上除掉。
That he can deal away with the earthen and the wooden things in our lives.
然后将更多那金和银的性质呢制作在我们身上。
And he can replace that with more of gold and silver in our lives.
借着这样的一个炼净和制作的过程。
Through this process of refinement.
除去我们身上那些天然人的性情和倾向。
He can remove all the natural tendencies and the characters of our lives.
将那些属肉体、属土的性质从我们身上除掉之后
，When he removes the earthly and the fleshly，
神的性情和基督的荣美才能够从我们这些器皿身上能够彰显出来。
Then the heavenly characters of Christ and his beauty can be seen in us。
我们才能够成为神手中所使用的那贵重的器。
And then we can become vessels useful for to the master。
我就举一个一个例子。
I'll give you an example。
我们所熟悉的尼托森弟兄在他早年蒙恩的时候。
And we all know this brother Watchman Nee when he was young, when he was first saved.
我想我们读过他的做的一些书籍呢，我们都知道弟兄是非常熟读圣经的人。
If you have read some of his books, then you know that he knows the Bible very well.
神眼记的弟兄呢也真是释放出许多对真理话语的亮光。
And the Lord has also was able to shine much light in his words.
但这件事情是发生在弟兄出蒙恩的早期。
But this is a story that happened at the very early on in his life.
他就已经非常下功夫的读圣经。
When he was first saved, he's already very studious in reading the Bible.
我想我们很多人可能都很羡慕尼弟兄能对圣经那样的熟读。
And sometimes we were even envious of how he can read the Bible so well.
但尼弟兄在他早期的时候呢，他读圣经的过程当中，有一段时间他对于那个主的再来这个题目呢特别感兴趣。
So in the very beginning of his Christian life, he was very intrigued by the matter that Christ is coming.
他就花了好多的时间，下了很大的功夫，把整本圣经与主再来的这个相关的经文呢，都仔细的、好好的研究了一番。
So he spent much time and he paid much effort to pick out all the scriptures that talked about the coming of the Lord, and he studied them over and over.
有一天，他有一个机会和他的属灵的带领他的这个属灵的长者和收恩姐妹有一天有个交谈。
And so one time he had a opportunity to converse with Sister Margaret Barber.
那和收恩姐妹呢就跟尼弟兄交通到关于主再来这件事情。
And so she was also sharing with him about the matter of the Lord's coming.
那当和姐妹在那里呢在那里翻圣经找那个他所要交通的那个关于主再来的经文的时候。
And so she was flipping through the Bible, trying to share from the scripture about the Lord's coming.
有时候呢，他必须要 翻来翻去，找来找去。
And sometimes she's looking for the verse she's trying to share.
这时候呢，尼弟兄心里面就有一个感觉。
So brother Ni had this thought in his heart.
他有一个想法。
And he was thinking to himself.
他不太以为然和弗兄姐妹所和他交通的关于主再来这件事情。
He didn't feel very strongly about what Sister Barbara was sharing.
可在那次谈话之后。
But after that,
尼弟兄他有两个想法。
And he formed two thoughts in his heart.
第一，他觉得和弗兄姐妹对于主再来的经文的认识呢，不如他。
First, he confirmed that the sister didn't know the scripture as well as he did about the coming of the Lord.
因为我们知道那个尼弟兄啊，他的记忆啊也是超人。
Because he had really good memory.
他能够背好多的圣经。
He recited and memorized many scriptures about the Lord's coming.
他对于整本圣经里面说到主再来的经文，他都已经背在脑袋里了。
So he has memorized all the scripture about the coming of the Lord.
当他看到和姐妹在那里要找经文的时候，还得要翻来翻去的找。
So when she was trying to share the scripture, she was looking for a verse she couldn't find.
所以尼弟兄觉得他对于主再来这个真理认识的比和弗兄姐妹还要好。
So she thought.He thought that he knew better in terms of the scripture about the Lord's coming than she did.
在他心中还有另外一个想法。
But then he had the second thought.
他就感觉到说，他对于主再来这个真理对他而言没有什么特别。
He felt that this matter of the Lord's coming didn't mean too much to him.
不过是他头脑里的一些知识。
It was just some knowledge in his head.
但对于和弗兄姐妹而言。
But he realized to Sister Barbara.
主的再来这个真理深深的影响姐妹的生活。
The truth that the Lord's coming again deeply influenced her life.
就这个姐妹在她生活当中，她是在那里等候盼望主的再来。
And in her life, she's truly waiting and longing for the coming of the Lord.
我还记得一个见证。
And I remember this testimony.
就是有一次当和姐妹和尼弟兄一起在路上走路的时候。
And when Sister Barbara was walking together with Watchman,
他们有一些的交通。
And they were fellowshipping and talking.
突然间姐妹就把和那个尼弟兄停下来。
Suddenly she stopped their steps.
说我们等会儿在拐弯的拐角的地方，会不会主就回来了
？She said, "Could it be that just as we turn this corner, the Lord will return?"
所以对尼弟兄而言
，So to Watchman Nee,
他就蒙了光照。
There was a light that shined in his heart.
他所知道的圣经对他来说，不过就是关于主再来的一些的知识。
He realized all the Bible that he read was just some biblical knowledge in his head.
而对于何姐妹来说。
But to Sister Barbara,
这个真理却是他生活中的一部分。
This truth is a part of her life.
姐妹，尼弟兄借着这样的一个分享，告诉我们。
And when he shared this, he tells us this.
怎样是贵重的器皿，怎样是卑贱的器皿。
What it means to be a vessel to honor, what it means to be a vessel to dishonor.
姐妹，如果主的真理不能够影响我们的生活
，If the truth of God cannot impact our lives,
我们所知道的。不过就是一些卑贱的事而已。
That all we know is just some knowledge that is to dishonor.
我们也就不过是一些卑贱的器皿。
Then we are just vessels to dishonor.
愿我们真是能够渴慕并且来追求成为那贵重的器皿。
But may we truly desire to be a vessel to honor.
那我们如何能够成为贵重的器皿，合乎主的使用呢
？Then how can we become vessels to honor to be useful for the master?
来预备行各样的善事。
And to be prepared for every good work.
主的话告诉我们说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Here the scripture says, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master.
我们来看这个自洁是什么一回事。
So what does it mean to cleanse yourself?
要做神手中贵重的器皿，首先我们必须要认识到不能够有罪。
First of all, we need to realize we cannot have sin.
刚刚领师弟兄已经跟我们提到这件事情。
Our brother earlier has already mentioned this.
凡被罪所玷污的，都是神所弃绝的。
All who are defiled by sin will be forsaken by the Lord.
神绝对不能使用。
The Lord cannot use that which is sinful.
所以在我们蒙恩得救之后
，So after we're saved.
如果我们还活在从前所犯的罪恶里头
，If we're still living in the sin of our previous life，
弟兄姐妹，我们就不可能能够成为 那贵重的器。
Then it will be impossible for us to be a vessel to honor.
我们需要主宝血的洁净。
We have to be cleansed by the precious blood.
并且远离罪恶。
And to abstain from wickedness.
记得当神借着他的使者去带领、去拯救罗德的一家离开索多玛的时候。
Remember when the angel of God came to rescue Lot out of Sodom.
使者吩咐罗德他的一家，你们不要回头。
And he commanded Lot and his family, do not turn back.
当时耶和华就从他从天上有硫磺与火降下来，要毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉两个城。
And sulfur and fire was being cast down from heaven to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
在他们逃出索多玛之后。
As Lot and his family was dragged out of Sodom,
他们来到那个平原里。
They came into the plain.
圣经告诉我们，罗德的妻子回头一看，就变成了一根岩柱。
The Bible recorded that Lot's wife turned back and saw the city, and she instantly turned into a pillar of salt.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们心里有一点眷恋我们从前的罪恶，
If we still have a longing for our previous life that is sinful.
你看见我们就不能够成为那贵重的器。
Then we cannot become a vessel to honor.
所以当神把我们从罪恶里头拯救出来之后。
So when the Lord, after the Lord has rescued us out of sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们绝对不可以再留恋从前所犯的罪恶。
We should not look back and with longing heart to our previous life.
否则我们就不能够成为神家中那贵重的器。
Otherwise, we cannot be a vessel to honor.
这里字节还有另外的意思。
Here, there's another meaning to cleansing yourself.
就刚弟兄领诗的时候也特别跟我们提到，这边字节说到一个纯洁，也说到一个分别。
Our brother also mentioned this talks about a purifying and also a setting apart.
所以这也是今天神在我们身上制作的一个非常重要的一个原则。
And this is a very important principle that the Lord is working in us.
我们知道哈，这个金子啊，它有分别的。
We know there are differences in gold.
像我手上这个结婚戒指呢，我记得好像是可能是18K 的。
If I remember correctly, the ring that I'm wearing is a 18K gold.
那我们知道有的是14K, 有的是 24K.
Some are 14K, some are 24K.
24K 就是纯金，是不是？
24K is the purest gold that you can get.
所以呢，这个不同 K 的这个金子的价值是不一样的。
And so with different purity, there is different value to gold.
但 14K 就便宜一点。
And of course, 14K is cheaper.
24K 就贵一点。
24K is more expensive.
因为它其中的杂质呢，成分是不一样的。
Because there are less mixtures and less contaminants in it.
所以我们看见这个纯度越高呢，金子呢，它价值就越高。
So you see, the higher purity a gold has, the more valuable it has.
那纯度比较低的呢，它杂质比较多呢，它的价值呢就比较低一点。
And if the gold is less pure, then it is less valuable.
此外，同样是纯金的。
In the same way, if both vessels are of pure gold,
在我们家里面，我家是没有纯金的器皿。
Of course, I don't have any.
假如在你的家里面有纯金的器皿。
Of course, I don't have any gold vessels in my house. But if you have one in your house,
这个器皿跟在圣殿里。在神面前被神来使用的那个纯金的器皿的价值又不一样。
Comparing to the same vessel that is used in the temple of God, then it also has different values.
对于那些被分别归给神、分别为圣归给神所用的器皿，它的价值是非常崇高的。
Those vessels who has been set apart for God's use, its value is very high.
所以我们如何才能够成为神所用贵重的器皿呢？
So how can we become vessels that's useful for the master?
还是要纯。
And one, we have to be pure.
然后呢，要被分别。
Second, we have to be separated.
我就举一个我们在周五读经聚会中的一个例子。
And I'll give you an example as I'm learning through Friday night Bible studies.
当我们在为着周五读经聚会有做预备的时候
，And as we prepare for Bible study，
我们是怎么样子能够来得着在周五查经所要分享的内容呢
？How do we receive the contents with which that we can share and fellowship on Fridays？
我们的预备是贵重的呢，还是卑贱的
？Is our preparation one of honor or one of dishonor？
我们是在主的面前来反复思想。默想主的话语。
Do we come into God's presence and meditate on His word day and night?
在主的面前来等候来祷告。
Do we come before the Lord with longing and waiting heart in prayers?
盼望能够从主得着圣灵的开启。
And desiring for the Lord to reveal himself through the Holy Spirit.
还是我们就花一点时间上网。
Or do we just go on the internet?
或是就找几本的参考书读一读。
Or read some commentaries or reference books.
弟兄姐妹，读参考书并不是不好。
I'm not saying commentaries are not good.
但是我们不能够指望我们乃是从参考书里头，从人的分享里头来得着这些的就是主话语的供应。
But we cannot hope to receive all the sustenance from the Word of God through the words of men.
这些参考书所能够给我们的一些属灵知识的帮助，它是间接的。
Some the commentaries will help us indirectly.Through some biblical knowledge.
它却不能代替我们从主那里借着圣灵直接得着的那个开启。
But they cannot replace that direct revelation you can receive from the Holy Spirit.
我们的预备如何才能够是纯净的呢？
So how can we prepare in a way that is pure?
简单的说，就是杂质越少越好。
Simply speaking, that there will be less and less mixture.
就是人的成分，人肉体的东西能够越少越好。
That there will be less and less things of men, less and less things of the flesh.
因为我们从主那里借着圣灵所得着的，那个才是最纯的。
Because only what you receive directly from the Holy Spirit, it is the most pure.
然而这却是需要我们付代价才能够得着的。
But all of this needs us to pay a price.
弟兄姐妹，主在约翰福音十六章那里告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in John chapter 16,
他说只等圣真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白原文做进入一切的真理。
The spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth.
这告诉我们主一切的真理要在我们生活中成为实际，乃是圣灵的工作。
And he tells us if we want all of these truth to become reality in our lives, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说在我们的交通和分享里头，怎么样才能够有那金子和银子的成分呢？
Meaning, if we want to share with the content of gold and silver,
这乃是圣灵的工作。
It has to be of the work of the Holy Spirit.
从去年到现在，我有机会参加了几个不同查经小组的预查。
From last year to now, I had a chance to attend a few pre-studies of different Bible study groups.
我看见了好些弟兄们他们在主面前用心的准备。
And I saw many brothers who prepare with all their heart before the Lord.
感谢主。
And we really thank the God.
特别有些时候听到弟兄们他们的分享，实在是从主那里所领受得着的。
And we can hear from their sharings that they really have received something from the Lord.
这里面虽然可能只是一点点。
Sometimes it's just very little.
虽然可能只是一个很小的亮光。
Sometimes it's very small light that they saw.
但是那却是从主直接得着的。
But it is what they received directly from God.
那是纯的。
It is pure.
那个是宝贵的。
And it's very precious.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道哈，如果我们用纯金纯银所做的器皿啊，它不可能做很大，是不是？
And you know, if you make something, a vessel out of pure gold or pure silver, it's not going to be a huge thing.
用这些贵重的金属所做的器皿呢，它基本上应该是小的。
All the vessels made from these precious metals are very small.
但是问题不在于大小。
But it is not about size.
问题是在于它是不是金器，是银器。
But the matter is it out of pure gold and pure
silver? 问题是我们的准备在主的面前是不是贵重的。
And is it our preparation before the Lord? Is it to honor?
弟兄姐妹，当我们愿意在主的面前这样子来付代价，来在主面前来等候、来祷告、来寻求的时候，
If we're willing to pay a price to come before the Lord to prepare and to seek to pray,
弟兄姐妹，我们所得着的开启亮光或许只是一点点。
Perhaps we only receive a little bit of light.
然而借着这样的一个学习和操练的过程，
Yet through this process of learning and exercising,
神能够在我们身上除去我们的杂质。
The Lord is able to deal away with the mixtures in our lives.
使我们渐渐的能够成为那贵重的器皿，合乎主的使用。
That we can become vessels to honor, useful for the Master.
所以当我们来到礼拜五读经聚会的时候，
So when we come to Friday night Bible studies,
如果我们能够把我们从主那里真实的领受能够交通出来，
If we just simply share what we gained directly from the Lord,
我们不需要在那里好像长篇大论在那里传讲信息。
We don't have to preach a long sermon.
弟兄姐妹，木器瓦器啊， 它常常它的特质就是很大很多。
And sometimes you see vessels of wooden and earthenware. They're always very big and they're of great quantities.
但那些木头那些瓦器没有太大的价值。
But they're not as valuable.
在神的眼中。
Especially in God's eyes.
在神家的建造的上面。
Especially in the matter of building up the house of God.
主啊。主是 不要用木器瓦器。
The Lord is not wanting to use vessels of wood and earthenware.
所以我们宁可把我们从主所领受的一点点。
So we rather have just a little from the Lord.
只要它是金子。
As long as it is pure of gold.
它是神生命的那个性情。
As long as it is the true character of God's nature.
只要它是银子。
As long as it is silver.
是圣灵借着十字架在我们身上的一点制作。
It is a little work of the cross through the Holy Spirit.
我们把这一些一点点能够分享出来。
Then we can share even this little.
姐妹，这些就是贵重。
Then these are precious.
这些是和主所使用。
And these are useful to the Master.
除了要做贵重的器皿除了要自洁之外。
And besides cleansing yourself.
主的话说还要脱离卑贱的事。
And also he says,to cleanse yourself from these things.
脱离卑贱的事乃是说到要脱离肉体和脱离属世的影响。
These things or base things are those influences of the flesh and of the world.
我们读看一下以弗所书。
And if we flip to book of Ephesians,
在以弗所书第二章一到三节这边有一段话。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
以弗所书第二章第一节，主的话说：“你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。”
Ephesians 2:1, and you are dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the courses of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
在我们蒙恩信主之前，
Before we were saved by God,
我们的行事为人都是随从世界的风俗和我们肉体所喜好的情欲。
We lived according to the desires of our flesh and the courses of this world.
所以无论是肉体或是世界，在神眼中都看为是卑贱的。
Whether of the flesh or of the world, in God's eyes, it is those that of dishonor.
因此我们在脱离卑贱的事情上面，我们必须要尽心的竭力。
So we need to pay special attention as we cleanse ourselves from these things.
因为我们知道我们不能够用木头来代替金子。
Because we cannot use wood to replace gold.
我们也不能用瓦土来代替银子。
And we cannot use clay to replace silver.
凡出于人的肉体的都是卑贱。
And everything that comes out of our flesh is dishonor.
所以我们需要脱离卑贱的事情。
So we need to be cleansed from these things.
我们才能够做神家中贵重的器。
Then we can become vessels to honor.
我们不仅在神家的服事上面需要做贵重的器皿。
Not only we need to be vessels in terms of services in God's house.
就是在我们个人的家庭生活当中，我们也需要做个贵重的器皿。
Even in our family lives, we need to be those vessels of honor.
比方说在养育儿女的事上。
For example, in the matter of raising up your children.
我们是贵重的器皿呢，还是卑贱的器皿？
Are we vessels to honor or dishonor?
我们如何能够在养育儿女的这件事情上面呢，做一个贵重的器皿，而不是一个卑贱的器皿？
And how can we become vessels of honor in the matter of raising up our children?
那我就用一个以弗所书第六章的一个例子。
And I'll give you an example from Ephesians chapter 6.
大家愿意和我同翻到以弗所书第六章第四节。
If you read this script, this verse from Ephesians 6 verse 4.
以弗所书第六章第四节，主的话告诉我们说，你们做父亲的，当然也包括做母亲的，不要惹儿女的气。只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It says here, fathers, of course that includes mothers. Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
那我们是怎样做才是不惹儿女的气？
So what do we need to do to not provoke our children?
我们是怎么样做呢？才是按着主的教训和警戒来养育他们呢？
And what can we do to bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord?
这一切都需要圣灵的引导。
And we need the Holy Spirit to teach us.
因为随从肉体的体贴肉体的事。
Because those of the flesh are mindful of the things of the flesh.
随从圣灵的体贴圣灵的事。
Those that are of the Spirit are mindful of the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死。
And the things of the flesh is death.
体贴圣灵的才是生命平安。
And the mind of the Spirit is peace and life.
不惹儿女的气可能是出于肉体。
And sometimes we try not to provoke our children to anger out of our flesh.
对孩子的管教也可能是出于肉体。
And also to instruct our children, could come out of our flesh.
弟兄姐妹，凡出于肉体的，在神眼中都看为是卑贱。
But all these things that come out of our flesh is dishonorable in God's eyes.
它所带来的就是死亡。
And it will bring in death.
乃是属灵的死亡。
And even spiritual death.
这很可能常常天天的发生在我们的家庭生活当中。
And this could happen daily in our lives, in our families.
那我就用一个我自己家庭做例子来帮助弟兄姐妹能够了解我们如何能够在家庭生活当中在养育儿女的事上做贵重的器皿而不做卑贱的器皿。
And I'll use my own family as an example to show you how we should learn to become vessels of honor and not dishonor.
弟兄姐妹如果对我稍微有点认识你们可能都能够感觉到说我天然人哈是一个比较不喜欢与人有冲突的人。
If you know me a little bit, then you know that I don't like to have conflict with others.
所以从表面上来看呢，我对我来说呢，就比较容易做到不惹你的气，是不是？
So it's from the outside, it's easy for my flesh to not try to provoke you to anger.
可当孩子们有些时候哈，悖逆不听话的时候，是不是需要管教？
But when my children are disobedient, do I not need to discipline them?
那对我来讲，对我天然人来说呢？我就不想惹他们的气。
To my natural flesh, I don't want to provoke them.
所以呢，自然就得过且过。
Sometimes I just let them go.
弟兄姐妹，这是肉体。
And that is my flesh.
这是肉体的表现。
And that is the expression from my flesh.
这在神眼中是卑贱的。
And to in God's eyes, it is not acceptable.
那我稍微说一下一点背景。
But maybe I'll give you a little more background.
因为对我来说要那个管教孩子是一个蛮挑战的一个责任。
To me, to confront my children and to discipline them is a very challenging responsibility.
弟兄翻译的很好哈，就 confront 哈，这是我的一个天然性格上的一个弱点。
This is my weakness in my nature that I just don't like to confront with people.
或许可能对我们当中的一些弟兄姐妹们，可能也是一个挑战的一件事情。
Perhaps it's also a challenge for some of you here too.
我从小呢，对于这个做父亲的角色和责任呢的认识就相当的模糊。
Even growing up, my perception of what father should be is very blurry.
因为呢，我父亲呢，他是一个远洋的海员。
My father was a sailor.
他常常是经年累月的不在家。
So months, even years, he is always sailing and not at home.
我还记得大概我四五岁的时候。
When I was about 4 or 5.
有一次我在我们家楼下玩在那个公寓的楼下门口玩。
I remember I was playing downstairs in front of our family's flat.
突然间有一个陌生人就跑来要抱我。
Suddenly I saw a stranger that ran over to me, tried to hug me.
我记得我就吓得赶快跑。
And I was so scared of my life and I started running away.
那个人就是我父亲。
But that was my father.
所以我对于我父亲在从我的童年还有成长过程当中是很少的记忆。
So I have very little memory or understanding of my father growing up.
所以我的母亲能够把我们五个兄弟姐妹能够把我们真的是养大就已经是一件不容易的事情。
So for my mother to raise up our 5 siblings together is a very difficult thing for her.
所以呢她对我们呢也没有太多的管教。
And she never really had much discipline in us.
当然我们就自自然然的呢就长大成人了。
So naturally we just kind of grew up the way we are.
这也是神的恩典长大成人呢我们也就成为人父母自己做父母了。
It is truly by God's grace that we can grow up and that we became parents ourselves.
因为我自己呢从小没有接受太多父母亲的管教。
Because I have never really been disciplined by my parents growing up.
再加上我天然个性的刚刚已经讲到那个 卑贱的那个天然的性情。
And adding on to that, the nature that I just talked to you about, that I'm not confrontational.
所以呢，我在这方面呢，就需要很多的学习。
So I really need to learn in this matter of discipline.
一方面，我感谢主能够给我们全家每一周有一些的时间呢，我们能够一起。属灵的交通和祷告分享。
And we thank the Lord, He has provided us a time as a family to come together and fellowship once a week.
最近两年呢，我的姐妹就提醒我，需要多花一点时间呢，与我的儿子呢，有一些更多个别的相处的时间。
So, but recently, in the recent few years, my wife's been reminding me that I need to spend more time with my son, one-on-one.
好跟他能够建立那更好的父子关系。和属灵的交通。
So I need to establish a better father-son relationship and some even spiritual fellowship with him.
那因着我这几年在服事还有聚会上面的忙碌。
And because I've been a little more busy in these past few years in terms of service.
同时，我跟孩子的这个时间也很难配合在一起。
And it's hard for my schedule to match up with my children's schedule.
有时候他有空的时候呢，我没空。
Sometimes he's free, but I'm not.
那我有空的时候呢，他又没空。
But when I'm free, he's not free.
再加上青少年啊，孩子到青少年期间啊，不一定是那么的百分之百的听顺从。
Especially when they become teenagers, they don't always like to listen to you.
这就成为我们家里面一个算是比较大的难处。
So it becomes kind of a big difficulty in our family.
经过了一段漫长再受生产之苦的一段祷告的时间。
So after a long time of prayer in a birth pain, a travail.
细节就不能多说了。
And I can't tell you all the details.
的确是感觉到那个再受生产之苦的那个。
But I truly felt
那个艰难。
The difficulty of that the travail of birth pain in my prayers.
突然间有一天，主就好像给我看见哈，我这个孩子呢，他好像还蛮喜欢跟同学啊朋友们。去喝那个珍珠奶茶。
But suddenly I saw the Lord showed me a little revelation that he enjoys going out with his friends to drink tapioca.
当我有空的时候呢，我就想说，那我带他去呢，他也愿意的。
So I realized we're both free, then I can take him, I can offer to take him for tapioca, and he's very happy.
那他也很高兴。
And he's willing to go with me for tapioca.
所以在不久前呢，我就开始了，就是每周呢，我就争取能够有一次。他们放学之后呢，我就让他练习开车嘛，他就学开车，就开车载我们，然后呢，我们就到了饮料店。
So recently, we're trying to practice this. That since he's also learning how to drive, so once a week after school, we'll try to get him to drive me to like a tea house.
然后在车上，在店里面呢，我们能够就很释放的能够谈谈心。
And in the car, and also at the tea house, we can kind of open our hearts to share with each other.
在那回家之后呢，他心情也比较好了。
And after he gets home from that, he's also happier.
我们关系也更加的亲近。
And our relationship becomes a little closer.
所以我们也就更好的能够在主里面有交通，也一起祷告。
And we became more open as we share fellowship about the things of the Lord and to pray together.
所以在这件事情上面，我就经历到。圣灵在我里面的开启和引导。
And I realized this is the Lord teaching me in the Spirit.
圣灵借着我们顺服圣灵，在养育儿女的事上来顺服的时候。
And as we listen to the instruction of the Spirit in the matter of raising up our children,
就经历到说，那所带来的生命和平安是何等的宝。
Then we can experience the life and the peace that the Spirit can bring.
所以我们看到。不惹儿女的气，它可以是出于肉体，它也可以是出于圣灵。
And we know even following this word, not to provoke your children to anger, you can do it out of your flesh, or you can do it out of the spirit.
同样的，我们对于孩子的管教也是如此。
In the same way, for disciplining and instructing your children.
好，接下来要说到我姐妹了。
Then I will talk a little bit about my wife.
我姐妹对孩子的管教是相当严厉的。
And she is very strict in terms of disciplining our children.
跟在教会里主日学对孩子是不太一样的。
And she's a little different as she appears as a Sunday school teacher.
所以呢，她常常呢就会惹儿女的气。
So often, because of her discipline, she will provoke our children to anger.
呀，这也是给我们家里面带来一个非常大的难处。
It also brings a great difficulty in our family life.
举个例子啊，如果我们孩子啊，他们在这个上网和用手机的上面呢，没有节制的时候。
For example, when my children had spent too much time on the phone or on the internet,
那我姐妹呢，就会很生气的这个骂他们。
She would be disciplining them with hot anger.
弟兄翻译的很好。
And it's true, it's hot anger.
当我姐妹呢，这个责备完了之后呢，她就那个做出那个杀手锏。
She when and after all of her rebuke, she will use her secret weapon.
就把那个 Facebook 跟那个 YouTube 就把它封杀掉。
And she will parental shut down YouTube and shut down Facebook.
这个就让孩子非常不高兴。
And then this will make all the children very angry.
孩子当然就生气了。
And of course they will be angry.
他们觉得呢，这个妈妈不尊重他们。
They felt that they were disrespected.
哎呀，结果呢，整个家庭啊，就充满了这个死亡的气氛。
So the whole family has this air of death around about it.
哎呀，那我常常觉得好像夹在中间啊， and、非常的为难。
And I felt I'm caught in between. It's very difficult for me too.
啊，然而感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在姐妹啊，在经过也是一段漫长的一个啊。在受生产之苦的一个熬炼的过程。
Also, this had been a very long, painful, experience for my wife.
姐妹终于也开始在主的面前来祷告寻求。
As she goes through the travail of birth pain, in her prayers before the Lord.
主也借着我们家里面那几个年长的大姐姐们跟他们的交通，也请他们祷告。
And the Lord also used our older kids in our family.As they talk to the younger ones and pray with them,
我姐妹慢慢就能慢慢的，她就明白了，这个人的愤怒不能够成就神的义。
My wife gradually understood the anger of man cannot accomplish the righteousness of God.
并且她也知道了，在肉体和血气中的管教。
And she realized all her discipline in her own flesh,
并不是贵重的器。
It is not to make a vessel of honor.
那些是卑贱。
These are vessels of dishonor.
必须要回到圣灵的里面。
And we have to return to the Holy Spirit.
必须要为着每一件事情来寻求主的带领。
And we need to seek before the Lord for His instruction in all things.
所以她开始学习能够借着祷告来顺从圣灵在她里面的引导。
So she started to learn and practice how to, through prayers, to follow the instruction of the Spirit.
才能够靠着主的恩典哈，能够存温柔忍耐的心来和孩子沟通。
And by God's grace, she's also practicing how to have a heart of grace and gentleness.
我可以做见证啊，这真的是神做的事情。
And I can testify, this is really a work of God.
因为我实在是犯了太多错误，曾经试着想要改变。
Because I have done much wrong trying to change her.
但后来发现啊，真是能够改变我们的只有我们的主。
And then I realized only God can change us.
所以我看到说主的恩典在姐妹的身上。
And I see God's grace in her life.
她开始慢慢的能够用温柔忍耐的心呢来和孩子们交通。
She began to talk to children in a way that is gentle and kind.
即使有些时候仍然需要管教的时候。
Even the times, occasions will arise where discipline is needed.
在她封网之前哈，她会先很有温柔很有耐心的跟孩子们先沟通好。
Before she shuts down Facebook, she will quite gently talk to the children about why she's doing it.
然后才去执行把这个网给封了。
And then she will execute her judgment to shut down the internet.
所以我们看见啊，这因着我们顺从圣灵的引导呢，真的是神的恩典和保守呢，也就充满了我们的家。
But because of her obedience and because of her following the Spirit, then the life and the peace of God fills our house.
所以感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
在经过将近两年流泪痛苦的挣扎和学习。
Through almost 2 years of long sufferings and even tears before the Lord.
姐妹慢慢的还能够经历到了。因顺从圣灵而有的平安和喜乐。
My wife gradually is experiencing the peace and the joy in the spirit.
这让我们家里面全家人的关系也得到修复， 也变得更加的和谐。
And it's restoring the relationship in our family, and we have become happier together.
经过这些许许多多的炼净的过程
，So through all this process of refining,
我和姐妹能够学习到在我们家庭的服事里头
，My wife are learning with me together that in the matter of serving in our own house,
不要再做一个卑贱的器。
We don't have to be a vessel to dishonor.
乃是要盼望能够在神的手中能够做一个贵重的器皿合乎主的使命
But that our desire is to be a vessel of honor in God's hand, useful for the master.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹我们乃是神用重价所买赎回来归给他的
Brothers and sisters, we have been purchased by a precious price and we have been redeemed to himself.
弟兄姐妹我们是被主所认识的
We are known to him.
我们是属于他的
And we belong to him.
他要使用我们
And he wants to use us.
但在他使用我们之前，他必须要来制作我们。
But before he's able to use us, he has to change us and shape us.
他需要来炼净我们。
He needs to refine us.
神要用我们来成就他荣耀永远的旨意。
He wants to use us to accomplish a glorious and eternal purpose.
弟兄姐妹，这是远远超过我们所能求所能想。
And this is beyond anything that we can ask for and even imagine.
当我们看看我们自己。
And when we look at ourselves,
当我们想想我们的生活
when we think of our own lives,
满了软弱，满了失败
we're full of weakness, full of failures.
然而神借着他的印记告诉我们
Yet the Lord has put a seal on it, and he tells us
他所认识的人
that we are known to him.
我们是呼求主名的人
and we are those who call on the name of the Lord.
我们是主所要使用的器皿
and we are vessels that he wants to use.
你愿意把自己交在主的手中让他来制作 让他来使用吗
Are you willing to surrender yourself in God's hand so that he can shape us and use us?
主说人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿
If anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor.
成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
不仅在神在家里面的服事
Not only in the service in the house of God
就在我们工作的职场当中
But in our workplace
甚至在我们每天的家庭生活里
In our families
主都盼望能够使用我们
He wants to use us everywhere
来成就各样的善事
That we can be prepared for every good work
求神赐我们乐意的灵来帮助我们
May the Lord give us a willing spirit
叫我们愿意把自己交在他的手中
That we'll be willing to surrender ourselves in his hands
让他借着各样的环境来制作我们
That through all circumstances he can shape us
除去我们身上的杂质
He can mold us and to purify us
除去我们身上凡是属我们天然肉体和世界影响的这些杂质
To deal away all these mixtures that come out of our flesh and come out of the world
叫我们能够在凡事上来寻求并顺从圣灵的引导
So that in all things we can learn and to seek after the instruction of the Spirit
也愿意服在那十字架工作的底下
And then we'll be willing to surrender under the work of the cross
好叫我们能够脱离各样卑贱的事情
So that we can be cleansed from all these base things
叫我们能够渐渐成为一个贵重的器
That we can be a vessel for honor
好叫神的旨意能够早日借着我们借着他的教会能够得着实现
That the will of God can through us be accomplished
弟兄姐妹这是主在这末后的世代对我们众人的呼召
And this is his calling for all of us in this end time
他已经把那真爱的至宝放在你我的里面
He has already placed the most precious treasure in your heart and in my heart
他已经拣选了我们成为他的器皿
And he has chosen us to be vessels
他愿意来使用我们
He wants to use us
姐妹你愿意被神来使用
Are you willing to be used?
如果你愿意被神来使用
If you are willing
你就要让他在你身上来制作你
Then allow him to shape your life
来除去一切卑贱的事情
To deal away with all the mixtures
好像他能够更多把他自己那荣美的性情制作在你我的身上
So more of himself, more of his beauty and his character can be seen in us
好像我们能够更深的认识基督十字架的救赎
That we can know deeper of the salvation of the cross of God
叫我们能够成为神家中的金器和银器
That we can be vessels of gold and of silver
能够成为神那贵重所看为贵重的器皿合乎他的使用
We can be vessels for honor suitable for his use
愿早晨主的爱再来激励我们。
May the love of God again constrain our hearts.
愿我们都能够答应主的呼召。
That we can all answer His calling.
愿意成为一个贵重的器皿，来让主来使用。
That we'll be willing to be a vessel usable to Him.
愿主得着我们当中的每一位弟兄姐妹们。
May He gain and lay hold of all of us.
好不好？我们再来唱刚刚所唱的那首诗歌。
Let us sing that hymn one more time.